Here's a quick introduction to using EFT tapping. If you're familiar with our podcast, or you already have our EFT for Anxiety Relief course, you can skip this audio. But if you're new to the idea of EFT tapping, this brief audio guide will help you get started. Please refer to the diagram included with this section of the course so you can see the tapping points clearly. The first point is nicknamed the karate chop point because of where it's situated. On the outside edge of your hand, halfway between the base of your little finger and the beginning of your wrist. You can tap on that point with your fingertips and thumb bunched together. Some people choose to tap by tapping their two hands together on that point, so chopping on the side of one hand with the side of the other hand, so just chopping those two points together. You can experiment and see which you feel most comfortable with. I just use my fingertips and that works fine for me. The next point is an extra EFT point. In Ayurveda, this point is known as Adipati, which means the Lord of all. It's a very significant energy point for healing the body, for calming, for feeling more present, more grounded. And it's found right in the middle of the top of the head. So if you were to put your thumbs on the top of your ears, and let your middle fingers meet in the top of your head, that's the area where you need to be tapping. You can pat or tap with your fingertips. The next point is at the beginning of the eyebrow, just where the eyebrow meets the bridge of your nose. It's easiest to tap there with just your index and middle finger. It's quite a small area. The next point is on the outside corner of your eye, and it's right on the edge of your eye, right on the bony socket that runs around your eye there, not in the temple, but actually on the edge of the outside of the eye on the bone. The next point is under your eye, again, on the bony ridge that runs under your eye, right in the center, in line with your pupil, as if you were looking straight ahead. And the next point is in the middle of your top lip under your nose. The next point is on your chin, in the middle of your chin. The next one is on your collarbone, just under your collarbone. And you'll already be familiar with this point as it's included in our anxiety stopper sequence. And the final point is also included in the anxiety stopper sequence, and that's found under your arm, about 6 inches down from the armpit. Again, you can bunch your fingers together or pat. I usually pat that point as I find it easier. And that's it. Those are the EFT tapping points we'll be using for this part of the course. Please look at the diagram and work your way through with the points. Become familiar with them. In the next lessons of the course, I'll be showing you how to use EFT tapping for the symptoms of anxiety, and offering some guided sessions to help you really get familiar with tapping for the specific concerns around anxiety attacks.